Well, Greystoke was probably, after I left my time with Stanley Kubrick, is probably the first really big motion picture that I was hired to do. And it was a cinematographer called John Alcott, who had worked with Kubrick many times. And we were shooting in the depths of the jungle in Cameroon. The plot of Greystoke was a Tarzan story. It picked up traditional Tarzan that his parents were shipwrecked off the coast of Africa, English parents, and the boy was brought up by a family of apes and survived in the jungle. We changed our plot a little bit to accommodate Christophe Lambert's French accent, since he couldn't do an English accent. So we had to make it that some Belgian explorers came across him in the jungle, which required Ian Holm to do a Belgian accent, which could explain Christophe's French accent. Tarzan is brought back from Africa by the explorers, and he takes up his stately home seat, and he falls in love with Jane. Now, in order to accommodate Andy McDowell's very rich southern accent, who is the girl who played Jane, we had to make Jane an American. But unfortunately, her accent was so rich that she had to be dubbed by Glenn Close in the end to temper it down a little bit. The shooting of Greystoke was a surprise to everybody, I think. I think if we were going to go back to attempt to do the movie now, the amount of equipment everyone would take would triple. It was such a shock having taken a trunk load of Kodachrome 64 with me to be in the middle of this tropical rainforest, but we didn't know what they were called in those days, at noon, and it would be a 60th of a second at 2.5 on 400 ASA. I mean, it was dark, and we didn't really have a lot of lighting equipment. The conditions were extremely poor. We were really in the middle of the jungle. If anything had happened, we'd have been in big trouble.